blurring the lines between the helicopter and the gyroplane. Dick DeGraw's Gy Rhino. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Longtime Aero News readers have read Dick DeGraw's name before, but I think this is our first audio interview. Like many people who build amazing machines, Dick is more into doing than talking, but I had the chance to meet him and his wife Carol at PRA 2010 last week, and they agreed to chat for a bit. Both are accomplished pilots who met years ago as accomplished motorcycle racers, and they were at Mentone performing spectacular, synchronized, side-by-side vertical takeoffs in single-seat jump gyroplanes designed and built by Dick. Dick, to start out, I want to ask you the same question we ask everybody here. How did you get into gyroplanes?
Oh, a friend of mine saw a couple of engines that I had intended on using for a helicopter, and then I decided not to. He says, well, why don't we take these engines and build a couple of gyros? You furnish the engines, I'll furnish the parts. And that's what it turned out. It wasn't this one, it was a simple type gyro, but that was what really got me into gyroplanes.
Now, you mentioned helicopters. I guess I should back up, and what got you into helicopters?
One day I decided I wanted to build something. Maybe a set of fans on a framework that would maybe fly over the fence or magic carpet or whatever. And one day my brother said, well, why don't you build a helicopter? Well, I gave it some thought and started thinking about the real process of building a helicopter, what design, and the likes. And then I settled on a certain design and started building it. It's a deep intermeshing two-rotor helicopter, which I finished in 2.5 years. I received a Grand Champion rotorcraft at Oshkosh in it. I have 650 hours of flying time on it, and I still fly it.
Well, that brings us to the Gy Rhino.
This one?
You have blended some of the more interesting features of gyroplanes and helicopters in this machine. Tell us about the drivetrain and how you know what makes it unique.
Well, the drivetrain partly powers the rotor at all times. And that feature helps to give it its jump takeoff qualities. Now, jump takeoff meaning that wherever it's sitting, as long as there's some kind of clearance around, it'll take off from right here. Actually, I would have no problem right now taking off and climbing out very strong.
Okay, so you overspeed the blades with zero pitch and then dial pitch into them to do the jump. But you also maintain some percentage of engine power to the rotors. How do you get away with that without having some kind of torque compensation?
Ah, yes. The rudder has enough authority to take care of the amount of torque that's put into the airframe.
Okay. Why a jump takeoff gyroplane? It seems to be a compromise most people don't go for.
Okay. In 1993, at a fly-in very similar to this one, there was a contest that was announced for a jump takeoff gyroplane that to clear a 10-foot obstacle and run a 20-mile speed course with as little ground roll as possible, as high as you can get over the 10-foot. But you had to get over the 10-foot even to qualify and fly a 20-mile speed course. I did some thinking about the process. I had actually flown my helicopter to this event. My wife was with me. And I was thinking and thinking and thinking on the way home. And I turned to her and I said, I think I can do this. And she turns to me and says, why, sure you can. What else do you need, really? You know? So the rules were fairly simple. That was basically the rules. And what I just already told you, what you had to do. But it had to be a gyroplane. And over, 3 months period of time, I had decided on how to build it. And this is the result of that. It took me 1 year and 5 months. And the contest was held in Greencastle, Indiana, at a fly-in like this. I competed in that, and I won the contest. And it was the prize was $20,000, which partly paid for this.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how it's run since then. You're running Subaru Power and a bunch of parts that you've fabricated yourself. Has it held up well?
Well, absolutely it has. I thought it was going to be a short-lived aircraft, and the engine has not been apart since. I took the rotor head apart one time to inspect it. The entire system still works very great.
How did you get the expertise? If I understand correctly, you've fabricated components at the level of gears and differentials for this.
Oh, yes.
How did you acquire that expertise, and what do you do in your day job?
Well, I work for my father-in-law in the motorcycle sales and service business. I've always been building little items from ever since I can remember. And I've built little trinkets or knickknacks or little gizmos and widgets for my motorcycle to compete. And the people always, as I was told later, said that they always came to the events and wanted to see what Dick had new. So building something, it was always in my blood. It's all self-taught. The machining is self-taught. I designed the entire rotor head system, the entire craft, and made all of the parts.
Well, thanks for bringing it to Mentone. Let me ask you one final question. Why did you decide to build another one?
My wife wanted to fly. Well, she's been flying for a long time. She's, as both of us are, we're fixed-wing helicopter and gyroplane pilots.
In a moment, a few words with Carol DeGraw. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This AeroCast segment is sponsored by ForeFlight, makers of ForeFlight Mobile HD, the elegantly designed iPad and iPhone app for pilots. Learn more about ForeFlight's new touch-based flight planning capability. Build complex flight plans and bend routes around weather in just seconds using only your fingers. With HD NexRad, VFR and IFR charts, terminal procedures, a comprehensive AFD, and now touch planning. Visit us online at www.foreflight.com. ForeFlight. Intelligent apps for pilots.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamond.com. Air.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Dick and now Carol DeGraw. Carol, you met your husband through motorcycle racing. That's kind of an odd way for most women to meet guys. How did you get involved in motorcycles?
My dad was a motorcycle dealer for 40 years, so that was a natural thing for me to do. And so he sponsored me in motorcycle racing.
You did pretty well at it, if I understand correctly.
I did. I did okay. I made the international six-day qualifying team for the U.S. team. And I competed in Oregon, Texas, and Missouri, and all over the United States to get that. And out of 500 men, I qualified. I was the only woman to qualify.
Okay, now, a lot of guys who are involved in aviation look at the relationship you and Dick have and say, where can I find a woman like that? How did you get involved in flying, or was it Dick who got you involved, or did you get involved before you guys met?
My mom flew back in 1946, but I was too young to really know much about that. And my husband did have a plane when we were first married. And after he saw it, I said, I think I wanted to fly, but I didn't say anything because he just said it was his plane. He had just sold it. And I said, okay, well, one day then we'll get another plane. So that's how it happened.
All right. Now, fast forward to these very unique machines. Dick built you this one because you wanted to fly too. And now you're to the point in proficiency at it where you're doing spectacular jump takeoffs as a duet at air shows. What do you think of this kind of machine, and how did you become attracted to these things?
Since my husband won the contest in 95 with the jump takeoff contest for Poplar Aircraft Association, he had to have a trainer and to start off with. And so he had his gyrino after the contest. Then the trainer was not being used, so that meant I had one I could use for myself and take lessons. So I got into it that way.
Okay, well, now tell us a little bit about the differences between Dick's original gyrino and your machine. First of all, does yours have a funny name?
Mine is Debird 2.
Okay.
Yeah, and he allowed me to name it, so it's just something that I had thought up. But my gyro is so unique with the jump takeoff. I'm very lucky person that my husband made one for me.
Is there anything else that Dick's working on that you want to have one of too?
He's working on another jump gyro, and it'll be two place, and it'll probably be able to travel cross country because we have a 25 gallon gas tank in it, and like my gyro here. For like an hour and a half flying here to Mentone from home, it only uses 7.5 gallons. So literally, they're and that's a Subaru engine, so very economical.
Well, we really appreciate your coming with Dick here. I think, for the record, I'm told you do not have any single sisters.
No.
Well, thanks for being such a good sport, and we really enjoy seeing you fly.
Thank you.
Dick DeGraw is a self-taught engineer and machinist who has also home-built a successful intermeshing rotor helicopter, among his many other aircraft projects. In the next few weeks, watch for an Aero TV video of Dick and Carol doing their side-by-side synchronized jump takeoffs. For now, you'll find a YouTube video of Dick's solo takeoff in Gyrino using the FMI link in the description of this AeroCast on our website. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.